Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 3, we were talking about having victory over sin by keeping the Word of God in our hearts. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
People have victory over sin by taking heed unto the word of the Lord. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God, Psalms 119, verse 11 says. So as you meditate in God's word and you make it your meditation throughout the day, you'll find that it cleans up the words of your mouth as well as the motives of your heart. Now, it's also interesting here, as we look further, the word pure. It has the idea of unmixed, unsullied, sincere, free from falsehood. The word minds, also here in verse 1 of 2 Peter chapter 3, is often interpreted understanding. Hence, the Lord has the idea of cleanness and purity of mind to exactly perceive or understand clearly, intelligently, what God is saying, that you might proceed without mistake. Isn't it wonderful, my friend, that God is so concerned about His children that He's provided us a book that we can live this life in a way that is without failure? So what He is speaking of here is spiritual discernment in both doctrine and practice. Now, we need this because 2 Peter warns that the last days will be full of false teachers and new winds and ways of doctrine. It's important, then, that we each review doctrine we already know. Restudy it. Ask God to direct your meditation and thinking on it, and know how it applies to your daily life. You see, many of you are just like I am. You have a good memory, but your forgettery is even better than your memory, okay? And I easily forget, and so I need reminding. The word pure has in it the idea of that which will bear examination by sunlight. You may have shoes that you keep in your closet. And a lady is getting up one day, and she is in the closet, and she gets her shoes out. She's already dressed, and she goes outside and gets in the car and drives to wherever she's going. She gets out. Maybe it's at church. Maybe it's in the store. And now that she's outside in the light, she looks down. One shoe is black. The other shoe is navy blue. Now, it's the same style shoe. It's just that it's a different color. And you see, the thing that made the difference was the light. It revealed what was wrong with the shoes. Now, if you walk with the world, and you include the world in your worship, you be prepared to see your worship, your daily life, examined by the light of God's Word at the judgment seat of Christ. What we must ask about our daily life, about our worship, is not, does it entertain me? Does it make me feel good? But rather, we must ask ourselves, is this holy and acceptable unto God? Which is our reasonable service, Romans 12, 1 says. And by the way, the word service there in the Greek sometimes is translated worship. And the way that we worship God is not through singing a song. It's not through folding our hands and having a solemn look on our face. Rather, it is getting into the Word of God, allowing it to direct our paths, and having that commitment of our bodies as well as our heart and mind to Him, that it might be holy and acceptable unto God. And it's only by the Word of God that we can find what is holy and acceptable unto Him. Now understand, our Lord also has a book of remembrance. Sometimes we forget that, but He does. He has a book of remembrance. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name." Now think about that. Those that fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate, the Lord says in Proverbs 8:13. So we know the fear of the Lord has to do with hating evil, taking a stand against sin. But also, we find here, we must think on His name. When you're thinking on His name, you're thinking on the character of the person. So we think on the character of the person of our Lord. How do we do that? How do we know the person of our Lord to think and meditate on His character? That is through the Word of God. So we study the Word of God that we might know Christ, our God, more intimately. Now, that bodes a question. How are you going to be remembered at the judgment seat of Christ? It is important that we stay mindful that we represent the Lord Jesus Christ wherever we go, and we must do it by His Word. That is, we must represent Him as according to the way of His Word. It's interesting, in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, He addresses to the seven churches there, to the angel of the church. And that's not speaking of an angel of heaven that's a spirit up there, but rather it's referring to the messenger of God. And by the way, the context of a passage will tell you what word is meant. Sometimes the word angel is referring to one of those spirits in heaven that were created of God. Other times it's just referring to a messenger, which may be a preacher. It may be another Christian. But they have a message from God. And one of the reasons I study the Word of God, one of the reasons I go verse by verse, is so that I might know the message of God to deliver unto you. The message, my friend, is not my devising, and it's not my message. It is God's message. And I merely deliver it. So it is important that we stay mindful that we represent Jesus Christ wherever we go, and that we do it according to His Word. Now we are given a prophecy of the last days, that we may remind ourselves of it and proceed intelligibly against it. First, see the identifying mark of the enemy. Now, the enemy here, as we look in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3, it says, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust." Lust there is plural. Now, they are scoffers. That is, they are mockers. Yes, they are even skeptics. Now, in chapter 2, they were referred to as false teachers. Evidently, they were members of the church as well as pastors. Their problem is not an intellectual problem. It turns out in this group, it's a problem of the heart. The word scoffers is defined as to play with, to trifle, to mock. Now, how does that definition tie in with those that make fun of standards? They make fun of the old hymns. They make fun of the King James Bible. One of the terms you hear a lot of times is the King James crowd, and they're actually saying that in a derogatory term, just like derogatory terms were used of black people years ago and of Jews and of other groups. Well, this is a term used of those that hold to the King James. They're called the King James crowd. And that's supposed to be, when somebody says, oh, they're the King James crowd, that's supposed to be a hint to you, oh, those people are something weird, crazy, dumb, fundamentalist, and they mean funny-mentalist, not fundamentalist when they say it. And so, that's what this group is talking about. This is what the Scripture is talking about, this group here, in the last days. They live according to their own lusts. In other words, they order their lives according to their own personal feelings and desires. It's what makes them feel good. It makes them feel good about themselves. It builds their self-esteem. It's what they enjoy. It's what entertains or amuses them. The simplicity and spirituality of New Testament worship is contrary to the carnal mind. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 and 21, we read this, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." By the way, let me just insert something here. Have you ever heard somebody say, I don't like to go to that church. All they do is preach a salvation message every Sunday morning. It's salvation. Well, this verse just said that the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But to us which are saved, it is the power of God. So if you don't like a salvation sermon, that verse is speaking to you. And unfortunately, it's the first half of that verse. And if you are saved, you need to get right with God for that attitude. But then you look at 1 Corinthians 1, verse 21. "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believed." Now, isn't it interesting? The world boasts of its advancements in the sciences and the maths and the other areas of academia. And yet, with all that combined wisdom, the world still does not know God. So, what pleased God? The foolishness of preaching. Now, he didn't say foolish preaching. He said the foolishness of preaching. That includes that from the pulpit, that from the radio microphone, that from the person that witnesses one-on-one with an individual the saving gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's the idea there. Now, that's preaching. And today you find contemporary Christianity trying to remove God's ordained way of preaching the word in his house. And they try to remove that by videos, drama, music, or whatever else to take the place of the preaching and teaching in God's house. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.